Lord, everyone. God is good this morning, and I love him because he lives. I welcome all of you to this online service this morning, and I'm sure that you can feel the presence of the Lord amongst us. We're not gathered together physically, but the presence of God lives within us, and it moves in us, and we can feel him. Even though we can't touch with our hands, we can touch one another in the Spirit of God. Praise God for you. Happy Resurrection Day to all of you. Some of you, this is a special, exceptionally special day. To some of you have set this time aside to be your favorite time of years, and I can agree with you. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We have a reason to rejoice. Why? Jesus Christ is risen and he lives today. Hallelujah. Praise God for all of you who are gathered. Amen. I don't think I'm going to be before you long today, but I would like to read our scripture this morning. It's taken from St. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 17. You may join me as I read in your hearing. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and saw two angels in white sitting, and one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they saw, and they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell us where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Amen. God is good. Jesus died for our sins. God robed himself in flesh, called himself Jesus, came to earth through the channel of a 16-year-old woman whose name was Mary, so that he could sacrifice himself once and for all for us. We needed a sacrifice, and he made himself a sacrifice for us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. The Lamb of God. In the Old Testament, the priest would go in and offer sacrifices for the people. They would use sheep and goats and bullocks, doves, and those sacrifices covered the sins of the people. But that was not enough for us. Jesus, God saw that we needed a greater sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, a holy sacrifice. So he sent himself and went to the cross, died for our sins, and his blood didn't cover our sins. His blood washed away our sins. Not only did it wash our sins, but when he died, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, so that we could have free access to the throne of God. No longer do we need the priest to intercede, but we can go to God through Jesus, who sits on the right hand of the Father. The right hand of the Father denotes his power, hallelujah, his authority, his victory over death, hell, and the grave. He died to redeem us back to himself. We were aliens. We were lost. We had no hope. But through the sacrifice of Jesus, he redeemed us to himself to give us an opportunity, saints. We have an opportunity. I said we have a hope in Christ. The opportunity that God has afforded us to live eternally with him. That's what his death means to us today. Through this wonderful, through his blood, and through the redemption of our sins, from sin, redeeming us from sin, we have a wonderful hope of salvation. He purchased us. He bought us. He washed away our sins. He cleansed us through the blood of Jesus. He purchased our salvation on the cross of Calvary, where he suffered. He suffered. Even before he got to the cross, he suffered. They beat him. They spat on him. They smote him with their hands. Just for you and me. To purchase us. And then he had to carry the cross up Mount Calvary to, and where he suffered, he bled, he died, he gave up his life for you and I. What a price to pay for people who were beating him, who were taking advantage of him. And even in the midst of that, He forgave them. He forgave us. He forgave even the ones that were standing there. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What a God. I heard Sister Felicia said on the prayer line, 5 a.m. prayer call, Friday morning, how she was thinking about how good God has been to us. He paid the price for us. He paid the ultimate price for our redemption. He paid the ultimate price to redeem us back to him. There is no other way to cleanse sin or to wash away sin but through the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus can set us free. Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse us from our unrighteousness. No matter what we do or what we've done, his unconditional love that carried him to the cross was shed on Calvary to redeem us. Only his blood can wash our sins away. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were sinners. Aliens. The Bible says that we were Gentile dogs. And he came to earth and died for us. We didn't do anything to deserve his death. Nothing at all. If it was for us, we'd still be groping around in darkness. It wasn't any good that we had done. It was because of his unconditional love that he saved us. His unconditional love. How much I owe for love divine. How much I owe him for his love. Do I need to walk upright before him just because he loved me so much? And not only did he save me, not only did he save us, but he will keep us. He will keep us. He is keeping us. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Because of the power that he has put in us. Not only has he saved us and he will keep us, he has put his power in us, in you and me, through the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Through the gift of salvation. And I am able to commit everything that concerns me to him. Everything. My life, my all. Because I am persuaded. I am sure. I have confidence in him. That he is able to keep it against that day. You say, Pastor, what is the gift of salvation? It is the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is the gift of salvation. The power that will keep us. The power of authority, the power of strength, the ability to walk upright before him lives in us through his spirit. The gift of salvation gives us the ability to live for him. So when he comes back for us, we'll be able to go with him. I'm going to read into your hearing. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. When he comes back to get us, the spirit that dwells in us will quicken our mortal bodies so we can rise to meet him in the air. We will be changed. Mortal will put on immortality. Hallelujah. By his spirit that dwells in us, we will be quickened to meet him in the air. The same power. Today is Resurrection Day, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the God part of him, the Christ of him, lives in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. The same power, the same resurrection power, the same power of life, the life-giving power. Hallelujah. That raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the God power, now lives in our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. He came to dwell in us. He rose from the dead so that we could have this hope. Jesus rose from the dead, and he has shared the same power that raised him from the dead. He has shared with us. We can do anything. We can do anything through the power, through Christ, the anointed one. When he died Jesus Christ. When he rose Christ the Lord. He is God. And he's allowed himself to come and live in us through Christ Jesus, through the power of God. Through the anointing of God, we can do anything. coronavirus. What's that? We've got power. Hallelujah. We have power over coronavirus. God is healing people of coronavirus. Those who will call on him in sincerity through the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, the power that gives us the authority, the power, hallelujah. The power of God that lives in us can come against coronavirus, can come against the evils, hallelujah, can put old Slufer to flight, hallelujah. All we have to do is stir up the gift that is within us. He was risen. He rose to give us life. He rose to live in us so we can commit to him. We can commit coronavirus to him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we can stir up the gift that is within us. And we can say to old Slufer, that demon of darkness that comes and tries to distract us, that comes and tries to cause us to lose our faith and our confidence in God, we can say to him with the power of the Holy Ghost, get thee hence, Satan, and he has to flee. He has to flee. He is able to keep us. The Holy Ghost that lives in us is able to keep us. He will keep us. He will keep us. He rose so that we could have eternal life. He rose so that we would be the light of the world today. He rose. He is able to keep us, saints. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your confidence in God. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 reads, "For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Nothing can separate us. The scripture I read last week says, if I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take the wings of the morning and fly to the utmost part of the earth, he's there. Nothing can separate us. We just have to keep our channels clear. We just have to seek after him. If we seek after him, wherever we go, he is there. Even if we're not seeking after him, if the power of Almighty God lives in us, he's there. Wherever we go, he's there. God is there. Nothing can separate us. I know backsliders, people who have left the faith. an opportunity presents itself, the Holy Ghost comes alive in them. And you could not remember that they were not living close to God, because the power of God is still in them. It's in there. Nothing can separate you. Wherever we go, God is there. You cannot separate yourself from Him. If He lives in you, you cannot separate yourself from Him. I hear somebody saying, "Pastor, even if I sin, even if you sin, the Holy Ghost is still there, nudging you along, pulling on you to draw close to Him. Your conscience will speak to you. The Holy Ghost will speak to you and say, don't do that." And because we have a choice, we do it anyway. But if we go to God and repent of our sins, He is there. He is there to draw us. He is there to draw us back to Him. That is not giving us the right to go sin just because we know He's there. It doesn't give us the right to go, but at least if we go, if we allow ourselves to be caught up in the things of the flesh, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who died for us, will make intercession for us. But don't make a habit of sinning. It's not the right thing to do. But remember, He rose in victory, that we may be victorious. And we can be victorious if we seek after Him. If we seek after Him, we have the victory already. He went in the tomb dead. But when He came out, hallelujah, He came out alive. He is alive today. He's alive in us today. He's alive in you today. Don't take Him for granted. He's alive in you. The same Christ Jesus, Christ the Lord. Because when He died Jesus Christ. But when He rose up and walked out of that grave and left that grave clothes behind, hallelujah, He was alive with victory in His wings, healing for souls in His wings. He is alive today. He went in dead, but He came out alive. He's alive in you. He is alive in you. Victory belongs to you. You are victorious through Him that died. He lives. He lives today. The songwriter says, "You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. He said to Mary, don't touch me. I've not yet ascended to my Father. Hold on to the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. He got up out of the grave. He rose and he still lives. Up from the grave, he arose. He arose triumphant. Hallelujah. He arose victorious. He arose so that we could have the opportunity of eternal life. And he still lives. How you know he lives, Pastor? I don't, nobody has to tell me that he lives. Nobody has to tell you that he lives. He lives because I can feel him. He lives in my heart, in your heart. He lives. Yes, he lives today. He is with us everywhere we go. He is there living in us, keeping us, watching over us, protecting us, providing for us everywhere. Hallelujah. Everywhere. He knows our needs. He's touched by the feelings, with the feelings of our infirmities. He's there with us. We don't know why he loves us like he did. It's his unconditional love for humankind. His unconditional love caused him to come and die a wretched death. The pain and the suffering that he bore was just for us. I don't know why he loves us so, and he continues to love us. Oh, but I'm glad. We are glad this morning that he loves us. Oh, but we're glad. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for his love that caused him to bring salvation to us, we would be men most miserable. We would be men hopeless. We would be lost and undone, worthless. But because of his love, let me encourage you this morning. Don't just think about him at Easter time. Think about his love every day. Think about how he bled and died for us. Think about how he brought salvation to us. Think about the power that he has placed in us every day. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in our mortal body. And we can stir up the gift. And we can do miracles, and we can witness to someone. We can pray for one another. We can send strength to one another. God bless you today. And when the season is over, continue to keep the season. What the season represents, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have to write it and put it on your refrigerator, if you have to write it on your bathroom mirror, never forget the reason for the season. Keep the season present with you so that you can continue on a daily basis to be grateful to Him for what He has done for us. Father God, as I pray for you today, keep hope alive. Keep your mind stayed on Him. Call on Him in time of trouble and distress. Call on Him when you feel like there is no hope. The reason why sometimes we feel like there's no hope is because we are not giving all to Him. Because if we give all to Him, He will strengthen us. Ask me how I know. There have been times in my life when I've had storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, but I learned, hallelujah, in time of trouble, He will be there to sustain us. There is no reason for us to be cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? There is no reason to be cast down. Through it all, we should learn how to trust in Him and recognize that whatever it is that we are going through, it's just a boost, a bump to boost us higher in Him. If we trust in Him, I am a witness. If we trust in Him, He will give us the strength to go through. If we recognize that all things work together for the good for us, if we love God and we're called according to His purpose, then all things work together for our good. Whether we see it as good or bad, it's for good. And if we call on Him, He will respond to us. I know it from experience for myself. We don't have to be depressed. People with the Holy Ghost, you got God living in you and you are depressed. Reach down in the inner man and stir up the gift and let God strengthen you. Through our trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful. Because what? God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, now dwells in your mortal bodies to strengthen you and give you the hope of eternal life. God bless you today. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I humbly come before you today on behalf of your people. The same Spirit that raised you from the dead now dwells in our mortal bodies to energize us spiritually, to keep us from falling. Your same Spirit, God, dwells in us. Help us, Heavenly Father, to acknowledge you in all our ways. Help us to lean on you. Help us to recognize the power that we have. Help us to use the power that we have to come against the evil one, to come against our natural minds, to come against the flesh mind. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Because if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And if we're walking in the Spirit will strengthen us in every situation. I pray that you would strengthen us today. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to know that if we keep our minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Help us to walk in peace and with victory. Because you got up out of that grave, out of that tomb, so that we can be victorious. We are more than conquerors through you, Christ Jesus. And we thank you today as we give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for getting up out of the tomb, so that we can have hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.